Wagoner's Walk. After a stormy editorial meeting, Mike and Liz made for the pub.
Cheers, Liz. And thanks.
Oh, you earned it. That can't have been the jolliest meeting you've ever presided over.
No, there have been ones I've enjoyed more.
I must say I take my hat off to you.
Well, for overruling Morris.
For not losing your temper or getting personal over it like the rest of us did.
Well, you get the hang of it over the years.
Listen to the old man.
Well, 50 next month, you know.
Don't tell me it was easy for you, though, keeping your cool. Especially as you know Sophie Richmond personally.
Yes.
I mean, I only know her to nod to. Peter knows her better. He'd be awfully upset.
Yes, so will Claire. I must give her a ring later. Maybe something she can do.
She'll need her friends.
Yeah.
Particularly if she's going to encounter attitudes like Morris's. Honestly, I could have strangled him. I felt so angry. And that poor girl's been through quite enough without being subjected to the cheapest form of foot-in-the-door journalism.
Well, there are some journalists who would have shared his opinion.
Not on the Herald, I'm thankful to say.
Well, I'm thankful too, of course. On the other hand, a certain amount of conflict's healthy. I've always valued Morris as something of a catalyst.
I can think of a better word to describe him.
But on this issue, it was, well, it was more than a little reassuring to know that my staff shared my views.
Completely.
And I must say, the day the Herald becomes a sort of paper that puts profit before people, I'm off.
Well, you won't be alone. I can't think why Morris doesn't go and work for one of the gutter Sundays. Be much more his scene.
Oh, I don't know. Underneath all that cut and thrust.
There's a sweet boy full of the milk of human calluses. Well,
I wouldn't say that. No, I think he lacks a certain amount of confidence, but he is one hell of a good journalist. Now, he tends to compensate by...
kicking girls like Sophie Richmond in the teeth and accusing people with a little more compassion than he of pussyfooting.
You must forget that, Liz.
Oh, I'm sorry. Poor Mike. As if you hadn't had enough for one day. It's just that Morris had already got me on the raw once. Made some sexist joke about Peter and me.
Well, I suppose you're bound to come in for a certain amount of that.
I expect a lack of enlightenment from someone of Arthur's generation, but not Morris's. He probably thinks it's more masculine to go out and rape someone than to wash up the dishes.
Liz?
Yes, yes, I better shut up about Morris Gill. I must try to develop a bit of your admirable control.
No.
I don't know how you do it.
Well, I have quite a bit of practice at home these days.
Mm-hmm.
At biting back my temper.
Oh, with your daughter-in-law, you mean?
Sonia, yeah.
She's still with you?
Oh, she is still with us. It's a complete shambles, though. She's going to sue for divorce. Tony's cross-petitioning. And, oh, God knows what happens to Adam. Now, one hope is that Claire and I can exercise a little gentle persuasion. So we go on trying manfully to keep her happy.
Claire.
Hello, Lynn.
Come on in.
Thanks. I hope it's not a bad time to call.
That's all right.
I expect you'll like to put your feet up when you've finished at the restaurant.
I like to see friends, too. Sit down.
Thanks. I had to come round. I've only just heard about Sophie. From Rob, from Mike. It came up at his editorial meeting this morning.
Oh, God. That doesn't mean it's going to be all over the Herald, does it?
Oh, no, no. Mike sat on it at once. How is she, Lynn? I gather she's staying with you.
Pretty shattered one way or another. She's down at the police station now.
They're not still questioning her, are they?
Well, there's been a new development. She's identified the man who did it.
She knew him, then?
Yes. It was someone who comes into the restaurant quite regularly. Well, Sophie didn't recognize him at the time. Then when she started back at work this morning, it suddenly clicked.
What a dreadful shock for her.
Mm.
Do you think it was the same man who made the telephone calls?
How did you know about them?
She told me.
Oh. Well, yes, I suppose it must have been.
What sort of person is he, Lynn?
The last sort you put down as a potential rapist. He's quiet and respectable, pleasant manner. Mind you, it was fairly obvious he'd taken a shine to Sophie. Always asked for one of her tables, left her very generous tips. But you don't expect that kind of thing
to lead to...
Well, no. It must have been planned, too. He must have known the route she took to the bus stop, worked out that the playground was a likely spot.
Well, somehow you always think of rape as being a spontaneous act, an uncontrollable urge.
One of the many myths. according to the girl from the Rape Crisis Center.
Well, you've been in touch with them, have you? I was going to ask.
Oh, yes. Well, Sophie seemed so withdrawn. And she obviously needed someone to talk to, and I clearly wasn't the person. Oh, God, if you knew how inadequate I felt lately.
It strikes me you've done a lot for her.
Well, I've tried. But most of it's misfired. I mean, take the night it happened. I went with her to the police station, insisted on staying with her. But all I succeeded in doing was putting everyone's back up. Since then, she's very tactfully declined my offers to sit in on the questioning. And I'd like to have gone with her this afternoon. Won't be much fun for her going over the whole thing again.
Will that be necessary?
Oh, yes. You see, the man denies it.
Oh, Lord.
Well, he would, wouldn't he?
But there must be forensic evidence.
Oh, he doesn't deny that the act took place. But he insists it was with Sophie's cooperation.
Surely there's no chance.
Oh, Claire, if you'd seen the state she was in when she turned up here that night. He raped her, all right. The question is, are the police going to believe that?
That you, Claire?
No, it's me, Sonia.
Oh, I wanted it to be Claire.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you doing here, anyway?
Well, it is my home. I brought some work back.
How boring. Where is Claire, then?
Well, out, presumably.
No. It's a bit much. She never told me she was going out. She said she was going to do the laundry this afternoon.
Well, she must have changed her mind, then, mustn't she?
Oh, I wish she'd said. There were some of my things wanted washing, a blouse and that for tonight.
Well, couldn't you do them for yourself?
Oh, no. Detergent's bad for my hands.
Never mind, Claire.
It brings them all out in a rash. I've got this sensitive skin, see? It's the same if I do any washing up, so I don't if I can help it.
I'd noticed.
It's nearly my tea time, too. Oh, don't say I'm going to have to make it.
Well, I don't think it'd hurt you, Sonia.
But I've just done my nails. I know what she's at.
What?
She's doing it deliberate, isn't she? Messing me about like this.
Oh, don't be so ridiculous.
Oh, yes, she is. I bet she is. She hates me now.
Of course she doesn't hate you.
Well, look at the way she went for me the other day.
Unlike some people, Claire is not vindictive.
No. Now you're starting on me too. Just because me and Tony...
No, I'm not, Sonia. I'm simply telling you that Claire's going out has nothing to do with your situation.
Where is she then?
Well, it's my guess she went round to the old bakery to see Sophie Richmond and then straight on to fetch Sue from school.
She go and see Sophie when my washing needs doing. She knows I need that blouse.
Because Sophie might happen to take priority over your washing right now.
Why?
Because she's just been through a very unpleasant ordeal.
How do you mean?
She was attacked by a man on her way home from work on Friday night.
Attacked?
And sexually assaulted.
Well, some people have all the luck.
What did you say?
Nice to know there's some men with a bit of go round here. I was beginning to wonder.
Right. That does it.
What?
I've had as much as I can stand from you, Sonia.
Can't you take a joke?
As far as I'm concerned, anyone who can joke about something like that is no longer welcome under this roof. You've outstayed your welcome anyway.
You're just saying that.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Like Claire did when she got married.
Claire was right to say the thing she did, and she was right to accuse me of being feeble and not taking a firm line with you. Well, I'm taking a firm line now.
Right, Miss Richmond. So you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And why I have to ask you some more questions.
He's lying.
He says you're lying.
Oh, for Christ's sake, if I'd wanted it to happen, would I have reported it to you?
It has been known. And if I remember, it was your friend Mrs. Pryor's idea to report it. I have a note here that you didn't want to.
Yeah, but that's only because I couldn't face the thought... I couldn't face the thought of telling anyone about it.
All right, let's talk about your relationship with Digby.
I didn't have a relationship with him.
Come on now, you knew him.
Yes, by sight. Well, like I know a whole lot of people who come into the restaurant.
I understand he was a more regular customer than most.
Yes.
And that you usually served him.
Yeah, but because he always sat at one of my tables.
So you did know him better than most of your customers.
It depends what you mean by know.
You were friendly towards him?
It is a waitress's job to be friendly.
Were you as friendly to everyone as you were to Mr. Digby?
Yes.
Were you?
Well, no, I mean, perhaps I was especially nice to him at times, but it's only because he left me such large tips.
I see.
No, you don't.
Look, they weren't for services rendered, if that's what you're implying. Is that what he says?
You deny it?
But I'm a waitress, not a tart.
All right, let's go now to the night of the assault. Mr. Digby was dining at the restaurant.
Yes.
He maintains that you made an agreement to meet him later.
Yeah, well, that would have been a bit difficult, seeing as I didn't go near him. It was another girl served him that evening. I asked her to swap.
And why was that?
I didn't feel like making small talk. I'd had a bit of an evening.
In what way?
Some drunk had been pestering me earlier.
I wonder why they always pick on you.
I wouldn't know.
Mind you, you don't exactly present yourself in a way to put men off, do you?
Is there a law against trying to look presentable?
So you didn't fix to meet Mr. Digby after work?
I've already told you, haven't I?
Sonia! Tea's ready, Sonia!
She's not up there.
Mike, I didn't know you were home.
No, I was in the study. Not that I could concentrate much. I'm afraid I've blown it, Claire.
What?
I lost my temper with Sonia.
You did?
Yes. And after Liz had just congratulated me on my supreme self-control.
What made you do it?
She made a joke about Sophie.
Sophie?
Ah, yes, but that was only really the final straw.
Well, this makes us one all, then.
Oh, dear, I really saw red.
You couldn't have been more angry than I was the other day.
Well, there's just one difference. I told her to pack her bags and go.
So did I. Good ass.
Ah, but that's not the difference. The difference is that this time she has.
What? You mean gone?
Yeah. I went up just now. The room was empty. Her case had disappeared. Well, say something.
Thank heaven.
What? Oh. Yeah, well, what about all our resolutions to treat her diplomatically?
Mike, it was out of our hands anyway. All I can feel at the moment is relief. It's our house again.
Let's go over it again, shall we? You said goodnight to your friend Val at the crossroads.
That's right.
And then walked on towards the school.
Yes, and not for a rendezvous with Mr. Digby.
Then what?
Look, you already know.
I want to hear it again.
As I was passing the infant school, I heard footsteps behind me.
How far behind you?
Pretty close.
Funny you didn't hear them sooner.
I was singing to myself.
So you heard his footsteps?
Yes. At first I pretended not to take any notice. And then they came closer still. And I was about to turn round when he grabbed hold of me and pulled me into the playground entrance.
How come you didn't call out? Scream?
I told you before I couldn't. My voice just wouldn't come.
Are you sure it wasn't because you knew the person and were going voluntarily?
Yes, I am quite sure.
You're quite a well-built girl, Miss Richmond. And Mr. Digby's not a heavyweight. Are you really telling me that he was able to drag you in there against your will?
I was taken by surprise. I was frightened he might have a knife or something.
But he didn't, did he?
Yeah, but how was I to know?
Right then. He dragged you into the playground.
Yes. Well, into the corner where it was dark.
But light enough to see that he had something over his face.
No, I didn't see it. I felt it when I was struggling with
him. And at this time, you had no idea who your assailant was.
If I had, do you think I wouldn't have told you on Friday night?
He pushed you into the corner. Right, what next?
He started to tear at my clothes. I tried to fight him off, but it wasn't any use.
Now, hang on. It couldn't have been that easy for him.
Oh, all right. Go on, why don't you say it? Confucius, he say, rape is impossible because woman with skirt up run faster than man with trousers down. Well, whoever made that up doesn't know what it's like to be scared to death, half stunned, physically sick with revulsion. So you submit, but that does not mean that you lie back and enjoy it. Oh, for Christ's sake, how do you think I got all those bruises and cuts?
According to Digby, you like it rough.
And you believe that?
No, love, I don't. Which is why, with your agreement, I intend to bring charges against him.